Yep, KE4ZYQ, leaving a little space in case Tom and anybody else want to jump back in. Well, I believe I agree with Sean there about certain things there, and not that I disagree with a lot. But the thing is once you're checked, once you're proficient, once you know the rules, regulations, and safety factors of a gun, and the reason how you carry it concealed or whatever, that should be all well and done. But they have records on all of us as we go through life, and if we have a mental breakdown or an issue publicly or otherwise, or a car issue with road rage, those things could draw a light to the person that may have a CPL and may have an issue with that. I could see attention being drawn and questions being done. But the old saying is you're innocent till proven guilty, and you're not guilty till proven yourself innocent. So I don't like the idea that they assume everybody's guilty and you got to prove you're innocent, got to prove you're proficient, you got to prove. Well, I understand the ins and outs of safety and everything. Just like driver's ed, you don't drive a car just because you know how. You got to be tested and pass a test. And once you got a license, they assume you're going to follow the rules and regulations. And if you go outside the boundaries of the rules and regulations and have accidents, then they can draw attention to, hey, well, maybe he should take his license away if he's going to be having accidents, killing people or hurting people or damaging people. There's something wrong. Maybe he's drinking or doing something. Then you draw attention to the bad person. But us, the honest people, have never committed a crime. My gun's never left the house without me. And I don't think we need to have money paid out. Let me reset.